From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last week was scary for anyone who follows the stock market. Stock indexes were down a lot all over the world. Some were seeing the first signs of a recession. Well, today was quite the opposite. U.S. and global stocks were up. Banks were back to ordinary business. NPR's Adam Davidson reports from New York.
John Wilson, like just about anyone who works in finance, couldn't wait to get to the office. He woke up this morning, jumped out of bed.
I turn on the financial news networks, and I see that the futures are up sharply. In other words, indicating a positive tone to the open. So, you know, that puts you in a little bit of a good mood to start the day.
Wilson is chief technical strategist for Morgan Keegan. He says even before the U.S. stock markets opened, there was already lots of good news. Asian and European markets were pretty much all up. Those futures markets, these are people who place bets on how the stock market will perform later, showed a lot of optimism.
Kind of that kind of relief you feel when somebody stops beating on you.
That good, relieved feeling held all day. What does this mean for the rest of us, for people who don't trade stocks every day? Should we be afraid that these financial problems will affect our lives, our jobs? Does all this good news today mean that the worries are over?
No. I mean, you don't make macro forecasts based on daily observations, and certainly not hourly observations.
Larry Meyer is one of the country's best-known economic forecasters. He basically tells companies if the economy is headed for better times or for worse times. He used to do this for the Federal Reserve as a governor. Now he works for macroeconomic advisors. He says most people should ignore the day-to-day financial news. The market goes up, it goes down. People can drive themselves crazy trying to understand each gyration.
You know, sometimes you have to take a step back from the turbulence in the financial markets itself on a day-to-day basis and look at the data over a longer time frame and taking a while in order to be able to see when the underlying momentum has changed.
Meyer says the underlying momentum in the U.S. economy is good. Unemployment is remarkably low. The economy is growing at a healthy clip. Inflation isn't serious. Last week was scary because people are learning that more and more banks all over the world had invested in subprime mortgages, basically housing loans to people who normally don't have good enough credit to get them. As these subprime mortgages go into default, Meyer says, it hurts a few parts of the economy, like construction companies, mortgage lenders.
5% of the economy has been hit very, very hard, but there's been a lot of resilience in the rest of the economy that's kept the economy sort of moving forward.
There are some ways that the subprime mess could spill over and hurt the rest of the economy, but Meyer says it's unlikely, and if it does happen, it will unfold slowly over time. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.